Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Do you remember going to camp when you were a kid? I have so many great memories of summer camp. Girl Scout camp and our family always went to family camp, Christian family camp in the Ozarks. And today my guests Larry and Joy Booth run Camp Penuel, a Christian camp for underprivileged kids. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Please stay tuned, won't you? Larry and Joy, welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Tell our listeners about Camp Penuel and how it got started.
Camp Penuel got started, obviously, the backstory really quickly. My father was put on the doorsteps of an orphanage when he was 2 years old. And he was not adopted out till several years later. And he was adopted out by a very godly family. But, you know, he always felt like a throwaway kid. And he actually came to know the Lord in his early 20s. And he went to seminary, became a pastor. And we moved to a tiny little town when I was 4 years old called Pilot Knot, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was the pastor of Pilot Knot Baptist Church. And he started a huge youth group for such a small town, just had a ton of kids involved. And there was a time in the basement of that church where he says the Lord spoke to him in a still, small voice that said, I want you to start a camp for kids. And he never looked back. He was very faithful. He immediately started looking into how this could happen, which is a big undertaking, from incorporating to making a nonprofit to filing facilities to finding the biggest thing, funding for it. And the goal was to, one, let kids be kids and bring them into a camping experience that for all of us who have ever been to camp have experienced such a significant life-changing experience, and then lead them to the Lord. And 50 years later, we were 50 this year. We're in the six digits now of how many children have come to camp at no cost
really?
To them. Yeah.
How many children came to Camp Penuel since it started over 50 years ago?
We are over the 100,000 mark. Larry's my numbers guy, but I know we hit the six figures a couple years ago. And about 80% of those, which means over 80,000 children, have received Christ as their personal Savior.
80,000.
Yes.
That is really Jesus. This is a special camp, though, for a population that might never get to go to camp, isn't it?
Right. Our kids, because it is a totally free camp, doesn't cost the families or the children anything. We look for children who can't afford to go to the camp, from the inner cities, needy kiddos, kids that are wards of the state that never get to experience camp. And so we work with different organizations like, you know, New Life at the beginning that you were involved with. And they help gather the children from their areas and then bring them to camp. So we started out with the Ironton, Missouri camp. And we have since grown to two more campuses as well. So the Ironton camp serves St. Louis, East St. Louis, Memphis, all the areas around Missouri and Oklahoma, Chicago. And then we have one in Pennsylvania that serves all those areas up in the Northeast. And we have a camp in Costa Rica to serve the Central American children. So God has just, from one man, you know, one orphan that was faithful to the Lord, and the Lord has just used it mightily to bring more into his kingdom.
Hey, how did Camp Penuel get its name anyway?
Well, it was when Jacob wrestled with God, an angel, and when he got up the next day, he had a wound, and he said, this is where I met God face to face, which is what Penuel means, face to face encounter with God. And so Harry had named the camp that because it's a unique place where it's not just a beautiful place to go see and the lake and the nature trail, all the things that are involved, but it's a place where you really sense the presence of God. And so we have people come and tell us that all the time. This is, in fact, we have a new group that came last year to bring kids, and they said, we just feel something different here. It's not just like any camp we've been to. And we've done camps for years. But they said, when we've come to Camp Penuel, there's just such an overwhelming presence of the Lord there. And that's what we want our kids to feel. We want them to know that there is a place to meet God. And it's not just in a church somewhere, but it can be maybe outside sitting next to the lake and fishing and just God's presence being there. It makes a difference in it. In our lives, all of our lives, including those children.
How is the camp set up? I mean, kids come for the week, the weekend, what is it?
We typically, we're back to back to back to back. So we have a week, then a weekend, then a week, then a weekend, then a week, then a weekend. What we have found from our COVID year that it works better to just run weeks now. We do have several weekends, but not as many. It just was better for the facilities and the churches that wanted to bring the kids as well. And it gives the staff a break too, because our volunteer staff, which are usually college-age kiddos, work from breakfast to bedtime every day to minister to the kids. So, you know, I always tell the staff it's one of the hardest jobs you'll have, but it is the most rewarding. Your life changes too, just being able to minister to these little beautiful people.
And you're celebrating a very special anniversary this year. Joy and Larry, could you please share some life-changing stories?
Oh gosh, I can start and then Larry can add, you know,
that
over
would
the
be
years
great.
you can just, you know, we can talk all day about it. I've been around all 50 of the years, of course, because I was the first camper, but the experience, the strongest experiences are just having a blast, but children coming to the Lord, the chapel times where you pray and you feel God's presence. One of my favorite activities that we do is we have a cross in the chapel, and we give the kiddos little note papers, and if they can't, you know, write correctly, we have our counselors helping them. But they write their little prayers on the little notes, and then they bring them up and lay them at the cross. And what happens after that when they go, obviously we pray for them as well, but we open those notes and our staff lays hands over them. And I'm telling you, those will break your heart and bless your heart of the, you know, the burden that little bitties carry around that they should never have to carry around. Thursday night chapels are one of my favorites because we've seen so many miracles. We've seen kids come and pray for healing for their families, for you know, different family members that are not living the right way. And God listens to them and God answers them. And then, of course, we've got the silly stories where, you know, we have a 5- and a 6-year-old that are fishing and we've got a cute little video of them. You know, I caught a bass and his hands couldn't have stretched out any further of how big it was. And there's a little guy behind him going, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And he was holding up how. And then you see some of our little ones that get tuckered out and they're trying to dance to the chapel songs. And you see him just, there's one, you know, just he's had a day and he's taken a nap. But he's conked out during the songs. So, I mean, if you go through the years, and of course, Larry's been here for over a decade now, too. I have just many memories as well as a staff person.
Now, Joy, you were one of the first campers and one of the first dishwashers. You sure got some boot camp training that prepared you for today, didn't you?
I learned at a very early age, life isn't about me, it's about serving others. And I might have not always was happy about doing the dishes and cleaning cabins as I grew up. But you know what? I wouldn't take that away from it because the experience is just invaluable and the lessons I've learned there
Larry, what stories come to mind for you?
I think that many times we have a targeted age, and so we see stories with those kids and how many of them are, some of them have lost their parents and things like that. And I'll tell my testimony of growing up out of St. Louis and in the projects, but I don't tell it to them in first person. I'll tell it like it's a story of another child.
Uh-huh.
And they hear it all the way through. And then at the end, I'll say, and that person was me. And they're thinking, because I lived in the projects and I moved out of the projects to South St. Louis near Anheuser-Busch. They're thinking that that's a black child. And so they're relating to it like themselves. And many of them are coming out of those kind of atmospheres. But when I get to the end, telling the story of all of the things that happened in my life, it kind of blows them away because they're thinking it's somebody else. And then after they give their life to the Lord, they come to the front and tell me personal stories of they open up their heart and say, "This, I'm sorry that you lost your parents. I lost my dad, or I lost my mom." And then we're able to pray with them. One of my favorite stories, I think sometimes we'll get teenagers who are workers or adults or workers that are there because their church or their age, or their group that they come from brings them as counselors or something like that. And we've seen so many come forward and share things. And one lady came forward.
Hey, we're going to take a break now. So, Larry, could you hold that story? I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Director of Camp Penuel, Reverend Larry Booth and his wife, Joy. Joy is the daughter of Harry Duma, and he and his wife, Carol, founded Camp Penuel. We're going to come back right after the break to hear more and find out some of their future plans. I'm Judy Redlich. Please stay tuned. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for staying with us here on Encounter. Harry Duma, you might remember him fondly, was an orphan, and he had a dream of starting a camp for underprivileged children. Today, my guests are telling us about this unique camp. They have three sites, Camp Penuel in the Ironton, Missouri area that serves the Midwest, Pennsylvania, and a camp in Costa Rica. Joy Booth and her husband, Pastor Larry Booth, are in the studio today. Larry, before the break, you started another story. Can you share that again with us?
Yeah, she came from, I believe it was Kansas City area, and she was one of the counselors who were invited to come and help with the kids. And generally, we expect those counselors to be Christians. This lady came forward and she said to me at our altar service, she came forward and said, "I would like to accept Jesus into my heart." And I said, "Ma'am, I thought you would have already have done that. Now, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?" She said, "Well, I'm an atheist," or "I was an atheist." And I said, "Well, what made you change your mind?" She said, "For the first time in my life, I felt the presence of God. And I felt it here during the service while you're preaching and the singing and things. And I know that God is real for the first time in my life." And so I got to pray with her to accept Jesus into her life. And what an amazing thing to think, well, we're there for the children, but God actually used the hearts of those children to bring that lady to the Lord. And It was such an amazing thing, a testimony. We've seen so many neat things, just amazing things. I heard a testimony, maybe Judy, you remember this one, that one time we have our outside chapel in the mornings, and sometimes years ago we had them, our evening service out there. Now we have a beautiful chapel where the kids can come in from the heat and things like that. But back then, it was a group had come to minister with, and Harry was there and a bunch of kids were there. And it's basically a giant tennis court in the area of concrete where we have seating. And then there's a stage there. It says Jesus is Lord in the background. And it looked like it was about to storm. And so they ran to Harry and said, Harry, what are we going to do? We've got all of our equipment out here. What should we do? Should we run for the hills? And he said, let's pray. And so Harry prayed that it would not rain on them. And here comes the storm. And I was told this by two different people from two different areas of St. Louis that were there. They said the storm went completely around them. It rained all the way around that square, but it did not hit the square where the stage was. Now, that's to me, that's an amazing miracle to
That is an amazing miracle. Larry, you grew up in the projects, and you came to Camp Penuel. Now, did you become a Christian through Camp Penuel?
No. I was actually saved in the area. After my mom got sick, we moved out of the city, and then I started going to the same school as Joy.
The all-important question, how did you meet Joy?
Her mom was my fifth grade teacher, Miss Carol, and so I actually got saved in a local church in the area, in the Ironton area, and I had heard about Harry, and I started preaching when I was 14, and so I got Harry's book back then. Harry had wrote a book on Revelation for the layman, and I'd gotten that book, and I'm a big, you know, prophecy guy. I like to read and study prophecy, and I do that now. I teach, and I've done that ever since I was 14. Well, that book meant a whole lot to me. And so meeting Harry was a big deal when I was a kid. And then Joy and I were friends, you know, in grade school. And we didn't grow up as friends. We just kind of knew each other. And when I graduated, I went one way and she went another way. And then I came back that first summer after graduation. And I was at camp for a week just as a counselor and to be there with another friend of mine. And so I thought, boy, I would love to come back and help make some changes here. I never thought God would have heard my mind.
Did you?
You know, and said, I'm going to make you the director one day. So I came back years later after youth pastoring all over the country, and God brought me back to Ironton. And
the rest is history.
Well, that is
amazing. Joy, what was it like growing up in the campground with parent founders, Carol and Harry Duma?
You know, it was, and I didn't know any other way of life from the age of nine all the way. It was, you know, I was the guinea pig camper because the first camp, the first year, we didn't really have, we had gotten the property on the mountain, but it wasn't developed yet. So we would go up there and do different activities, and we would do hot dog roasts, and we would drive to a local pool. And then, like I said, the next year it was about, you know, we had the new property that the Lord gave us, and it was all about work. Now, as a young girl, a tween girl, I thought I had the best life ever because I would get up in the morning, I would do all the dishes, and we didn't have paper plates back then, couldn't afford it. So we would do all the dishes, all the cups, everything. Then we would run to the pool. We would stay at the pool until it was time to come down for lunch and lunch prep and then do the dishes and then run up to the pool and hang out.
Give us a quick rundown of a day in the life of a camper at Camp Penuel.
When the kids get there on Monday, the first thing we do is we feed them. And then we have a chapel service, and they check into their cabins. We have evening activities. The next day, a day in the life of a camper starts out with breakfast, chapel, activities from the nature trail to boating to we have, you know, the big lodge with ping pong tables, foosball tables, you know, those basketball games, board games. And we kind of rotate outdoor activities from kickball, volleyball. And then after lunch, we have swimming time, half are at the pool, The other half are at our huge water slides, and then we break for snack, and then the other group goes up to the pools, and the other group goes to the water slides. Then we have dinner, then we go to chapel, and after chapel, there's activities. We do arts and crafts, anything you can think of. We keep them so busy. They are so excited and love every minute of it. And by the time they leave Friday morning, they are exhausted and so happy. And what you see is the kids are pretty reserved at first when they get there. You know, our staff is so animated with the songs and the motions and over-the-top skits, and they're all kind of like, you know, kind of half-clapping. And by the end, they're on the stage with the staff and just rolling with it and just love it. We have puppet shows.
Larry, what else?
Carnival, and then we do, you know, special nighttime stuff, like we'll do the campfire and talent shows sometimes. We do have other outdoor activities now. We have two Gaga Ball pits where several, one smaller and one's larger. And then we have a special human foosball court where 10 players
cool.
can play.
That is
and
awesome.
We built that for a decent price. And so 10 players are holding on to poles that slide back and forth, you know, at the handles, just like they were, you know, the foosball players, and two nets on each end. And so they're kicking it.
What are some of your future plans for Camp Penuel?
Future plans, and since you've been there, Judy, I have to tell you this real quick. We had that little pool when you first came in the camp, and that's since been filled because we had somebody, our big pool up on the top of the hill, we had a company donate a pool right next to it to train their people how to install pools. So now we have a huge pool complex, and then where that swimming pool was down by the lake is a huge playground. So the first thing the kids see when they come in is just this huge slide that's really tall, you know, all kinds of monkey bars, swings, you name it, they've got it. And it's just so inviting. Some of our needs, we've got a lot of future plans. Of course, the biggest need would just be continued support to do the next camping season. And God has been faithful every single year.
And this is free for all campers?
We don't charge any children.
How do you get your funding?
The money that we get comes from Christian families, churches, Christian businesses, some foundations as well. We don't receive any government money. It's all from the kindness, and the Lord leads people to give to us. And it is His place, because Larry and I are just caretakers. It's his place.
What if a group would like to rent the camp and the proceeds help with the work here at Camp Penuel?
Now, we do have a couple of camps that we've started. Larry started this over the last few years. Our camp will always be free. That's what the Lord told my dad, and that's what we will continue to do. But there are a couple groups that are out of our age demographic that come before our camping season and right after our camping season, and they come in for a fee. And that helps supplement the free program. Absolutely.
Awesome. We don't have much time left, but if people would like to become a staff person for the summer or weekend camps, how can they contact you?
First of all, we would be very excited. We would love to have you. They need to get a hold of Larry, and there's a volunteer application that they can fill out.
Volunteers, I know you can always use them, and also support. What is your website?
Camp-Penuel.org.
That's camp-penuel.org if you'd like to get involved. And we just have a little bit of time. We got 1 minute. What else would you like to say?
We're just blessed. We get to see so many children's lives changed, and it's because of the Lord, and it's because of our donors, and we'll do this till the Lord comes, which may not be too much longer.
Thank you for telling us about how the Lord has moved at Camp Penuel in the thousands of kids' lives throughout the United States and in Costa Rica. It's been a joy having you on the show. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Pastor Larry and his wife, Joy. The Booths are the new camp directors. Harry Duma was the founder of Camp Penuel, and Joy and her husband are just continuing the vision that Larry had of seeing many, many underprivileged children come to Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
I'm Judy Redlich. If you'd like to comment on any of the Encounter shows or have guest ideas, please contact me at jredlich@botradionetwork.com. That's jredlich@botradionetwork.com. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next time.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight, and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The smart wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.